Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Some public schools are trying to combat low levels of achievement, especially among boys, by experimenting with single-sex schools and classrooms. This makes sense, but the idea has brought about a storm of criticism from the feminists and ACLU types who have been working for years to change us into a totally gender-neutral society. The number of public school districts that either run single-sex schools or offer single-sex classes within co-ed schools has risen from 4 to 228. Students in these classes often improve their academic performance. For example, in DeLand, Florida, an elementary school reported that last year 91% of boys and 83% of girls in the single-sex classes scored at grade level or higher on Florida's standardized tests. But in other schools, where co-ed classes are the rule, only about half the students achieved comparable scores. Positive outcomes have also been reported in South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio. Co-ed classrooms tend to have a more feminine learning environment, if for no other reason than most teachers are female. Many boys may be discouraged from school simply because the classroom is stacked against them from the start. But what's the real explanation for the improvement that results from single-sex schools? Dr. Leonard Sachs, whose book called Why Gender Matters, says that neurological research over the last 10 years proves that there are hardwired differences in the ways girls and boys learn. Male and female brains develop in different orders at different rates. For instance, when learning math, a 12-year-old girl's brain resembles that of an 8-year-old boy. The gender advantage is reversed when reading and writing tasks are presented. This suggests that single-sex classes may be a good way to accommodate differences. Single-sex education will surely be part of America's education debate for the foreseeable future.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice. Christ Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In other words, if you have a refund coming, and I have never, ever, 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 ever in my life had a refund come because I don't pay ahead of time. I think people are foolish that do that, although some people think that's the only way they can save money. Oh, I always overpay my taxes so I get something back. Well, that's ridiculous. I pay right up to the nickel, the very penny. I don't want to give them a penny more than what the book says I have to give them, and so I don't ever get a refund. But anyway, Bush says because of a delay in the approval of a spending bill by Congress, it could slow the processing of tax returns to millions of Americans. Now, like I was saying, I was at our accountant just one day last week, and he said, you know, he said the IRS will not accept any tax returns till the third week in February. Did you get that? The third week in February. Now, interestingly enough, farmers must file by March the 1st. That doesn't give you much room between the third week in February and the first day of March, does it? I don't have my other calendar in here yet, but the third, I don't know how February ends. Right on the 28th, I know that, but I mean, I don't know what day it's going to be. But anyway, there'll be a weekend in there, probably. But the point is, the IRS will not accept any tax return till the third week in February because of an AMT patch. Well, I didn't know what an AMT patch was, so I asked my accountant, and he knows everything, he thinks. And he says that means the alternative minimum tax. The IRS won't send the patch, whatever that is. It won't be ready till January the 15th. And as I said, farmers must file by March the 1st. Now, on this information I have here coming to me from CNNMoney.com, state Republicans twice rejected House Democrats' revenue-neutral AMT patch bills, whatever those are. But I don't know how that's going to work out. We used to always, when I was in college, my roommate's father was a tax consultant. He was a farmer. who even back in the 50s was having a difficult time making a living farming. He hated the IRS like the devil hates holy water. And he was one of the greatest accountants, and he got me started on the accrual basis way back there in 1951 or 2 or something, I don't know. And it has really worked out beautifully. But anyway, I always did my income tax stuff between Christmas and New Year's, got it in on the first day of the year, just like we paid property tax on December the 31st or December 30th. But it depended upon whether it was a holiday or whether it fell on a weekend or not, however it worked. But anyhow, here it is now. You can't get your income taxes done and in on the first of the year. They will not accept them until the third week in February. Now, that's what my accountant said, and I'm sure he got his information direct from the horse's mouth or wherever that kind of information comes from. But so much for that.
Can I add one thing on that?
You may add two things if you like.
Well, February this year is a leap year, according to the Julian calendar. The last week of February starts on the 25th, ends on the 29th. So Monday through Friday is 25 through 29. The last day of February this year is Friday the 29th.
Okay.
So I say this year, 2008.
Right, right. Yeah, that's right. I should have known that because we always elect presidents on a leap year. Did you know that?
I had an idea.
I don't know why. I have no idea.
Maybe it's easier to remember.
It's Sadie Hawkins Day. Do you know what Sadie Hawkins Day is?
Never met her.
You don't know who Sadie Hawkins was?
Well, wasn't she some kind of women's libber?
No.
I don't want to speak out of things.
Well,
yeah,
she was a women's libber, but she was on Little Abner. Sadie Hawkins was always trying to Daisy May was always trying to catch Little Abner, but on Sadie Hawkins Day, then the women could propose and all that business.
Yeah,
that's important stuff.
They could ask the boys to dance and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah. Okay, let's move along. Sadie Hawkins Day. I like Possum Day better.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Possum Day? Well, didn't you watch the Beverly Hillbillies?
Not a lot, no.
Well, on the first of the year, they have the big possum drop where the big possum comes down, and nothing wrong with that. It doesn't take much to entertain a redneck, Jeff, and I'm easily entertained. Anyhow, this does not entertain me at all. Now, this takes place in Britain. How much time do I have here? Okay. Every town hall in Britain now. Remember, this is not here in the United States. It's in Britain. It couldn't happen here in the United States, right? Every town hall has been ordered to send out surveys demanding local residents' personal information and opinions. The farms will ask householders to give details of their children, their mortgages, ethnic background, religion, and sexual orientation. It's called the New Place Survey. Now, you know another survey is coming out here in the United States also right away. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the British New Place Survey and then what the FBI has planned for us with the next generation identification. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We have returned. Now, back to Britain. Every town hall in Britain has been ordered to send out surveys demanding, doesn't say asking, it says demanding, local residents' personal information. The forms will ask householders to give details of their children, mortgages, ethnic background, religion, and sexual orientation. Now, it's called the New Place Survey. The justification for this is that it will let the government know if their city councils or their they don't call them city councils. They call them, what kind of councils did I say they call them? But anyway, know if their councils are hitting scores of new targets imposed on them. The questionnaire does not ask about attitudes to the libraries, the public, the rubbish collection or schools or anything like that, which is also the responsibility of the councils. Instead, it solicits information on whether parents are controlling their children's behavior properly and whether different ethnic communities in the area are getting along with each other. Questions on ethnic, on where they came from, on their pedigree, And sexuality are to be used in government initiatives to promote greater numbers of local councillors for minority groups. Town halls are already assembling a database called Contact Point, which will contain details of every child in the country, including information on their health as well as their education. Yet more vast amounts of personal information will be stored on the NHS and identity card database. Now, does that sound like anything that's happening here in the United States? See, this is in Britain. But isn't it interesting that they're going to have an NHS? And did it say what NHS stood for? I don't know. But it's going to be a new identification card is what it amounts to. And that people that have this card will be in this database. Now, I said that couldn't possibly happen here because, hey, America's a free country. We only take a survey every 10 years, and that is so we know how to district our people. with our representatives, and they don't ask any questions, just who lives in the house, right? Come on. The FBI is now embarked, but that would be the constitutional way to do it. We have just tossed out the Constitution of the United States. It's just dirty paper now. The FBI, though, is embarking on a $1 billion project to build the world's largest computer database of biometrics to give the United States government more ways to identify people at home and abroad. Now, this is a Washington Post article. The FBI has already started compiling digital images of faces, fingerprints, palm patterns in its system. It's called the Next Generation Identification. Isn't it interesting that this is all taking place here in the United States exactly the same time it's happening over in Great Britain? Oh, it couldn't be a global government thing. You'd have to be a black helicopter nut to believe that. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
And we have returned. Now, when I first saw this morning, I asked Jeff, I said, can you prove that this is right? Because it is a good story, but it sounds almost like one of those fake jobs that they put on the internet and get suckers like me to report on that's not true. And I got this from three different sources now, from the InfoShop News, from Yahoo Extra News, and then we finally went to the Lakota website. Now, we're talking here about the Lakota Indians, and the Lakotas, for whatever it's worth, is where old Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse originated. They were the legendary warriors there for that group of Indians, and the Lakotas are in the northwestern, more or less, maybe west central, I don't know how you describe it, part of the United States, but Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, I don't know if they're in any other states or not, but that's the area where the most of them are. Now, what they have done, and I'm getting this from their own website, okay? During the week of December 17th through the 19th, we traveled to Washington, D.C. and withdrew from the constitutionality mandated treaties to become a free and independent country. In other words, the Dakotas are no longer, I said Dakotas, I'm sorry, it's Lakotas, L-A-K-O-T-A, the Lakotas are no longer citizens of the states or the, they're not in the United States anymore. They have withdrawn those treaties. We are alerting the family of nations. We have now reassumed our freedom and independence with the backing of natural, international, and United States law. Now, there's pages of this, and I've got all of the paperwork on it. Or I say all of it, a lot of the paperwork on it. But they say we are no longer citizens of the United States of America. Well, actually, see, they never were. And I bring this out regularly to people that, you know, if you ask most people, are you a U.S. citizen? They'll say, yes. Well, you're not. You are a citizen of the sovereign state in which you live. But anyway, let's do away with that technicality. Here's what the Lakota Indians say. We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompasses our country are free to join us. A delegation of Lakota leaders has delivered a message to the State Department and said they were unilaterally withdrawing from treaties they signed with the federal government of the United States. Some of them had been signed 150 years ago. And as we mentioned, the Lakota country includes parts of the states of Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. The new country would issue its own passports and driving licenses, and living there would be tax-free, provided residents renounce their U.S. citizenship. Now, their spokesman here is Russell Means, and he says the treaty signed with the United States were merely worthless words on pieces of worthless paper, and withdrawing from the treaties is entirely legal. This is according to the laws of the United States, specifically Article 6 of the Constitution, which states that treaties are the supreme law of the land. He said it is also within the laws on treaties passed by the Vienna Convention and put into effect by the United States, the rest of the international community in 1980. We are legally within our rights to be free and independent. Now, in September, the United Nations adopted a non, and they said this was the thing that really wanted them to do it. They've been working on this since back in the 70s. But in September, when the UN adopted a non-binding declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples, they said that was the straw that said, hey, go get them. Excuse me, Jeff, I'm bumping my table and making more noise today than usual for some reason. Anyhow, the United Nations adopted a non-binding declaration on the rights of indigenous people despite opposition from the United States. They didn't want it to happen. And then the Indians again say, we have 33 treaties with the United States that they have not lived by. They continue to take our land, our water, and our children. The U.S. annexation of Native American land has resulted in once proud tribes such as the Lakotas becoming more facsimiles of white people. So they have withdrawn.
It just raises interesting points. What's going to happen with all of the quote-unquote government property that's been installed in the reservations? Are they going to come and take all that stuff back? Because I know there's a lot of people involved in that are kind of on the welfare hook, if you will. You know, a lot of Indians and other people too, but especially for their situation, they've kind of been groomed to survive off the government's hand.
I don't have any idea. But, you know, as G.B. points out, the government, the federal government, never did own that land. And if you pin them right down and say, well, we want to see a deed to it, it's not there. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans will face hard times in 2008. Housing prices have plummeted. Stocks have skyrocketed one day, only to nosedive the next. The dollar loses value almost daily, pushing oil and gold to new heights. The government says inflation is low, yet food and gas prices keep rising. Americans better get ready to tighten their belts. That's what Businessweek says. We may see a panic in 2008, reports the UPI. Swiss America and I want you prepared, so call immediately for your free copy of How Globalism is Destroying the U.S. Economy, a new whistleblower report that answers 15 critical financial questions that we must now all face. So just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And as a bonus, Swiss America will include their Gold 101 DVD. The globalist agenda is to lower your standard of living, so be prepared.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super condensed overview of United States history, highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was the promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Or, for credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a key ring is a handy little gadget that allows you to lose all your keys at once, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Jeff just handed me this, and I have not had time to really do much research on it, but I think we need to mention it. Because here in the United States, we have the Real ID Act. It has passed, been signed into law, that's going to require you and I to have a driver's license with this biometric thing. Now, as I was talking here a moment ago, the FBI has come up now with a database, and you can bet they're going to get this information off these driver's licenses. It's called the Next Generation ID. Now, this is in the United States. I'm going to Australia in just a minute. The FBI, and I'll read this again. It's right out of, a Reuters story. The FBI is embarking on a $1 billion project to build the world's largest computer database of biometrics to give the United States government more ways to identify people at home and abroad. The FBI has already started compiling digital images of faces, fingerprints, and palm patterns in its system. The agency expects to award a 10-year contract to expand the amount and kind of biometric information it receives. It's called the Next Generation Identification, all right? They're working on that in some states. It has already passed that state ID cards, your state driver's license is a national ID card. Some states have already passed this, okay? Now, let's go to Australia. They had an election in Australia, just like we had an election here in the United States 8 years ago. People were disgusted, thoroughly disgusted, with the Clinton family and with George W.'s daddy, George H. Bush, was it not? But anyway, they said, hey, we've got to remember when we came up with the new Republican deal and it was going to be, Newt Gingrich call that? Can you remember, Jeff, the new Republicans, but they were the...
Wasn't it the deal with America? I'm forgetting.
Yeah, the contract.
Contract.
The new contract with America. Okay. So when George W. took office, and I knew he wouldn't, but I was hoping he would, I thought he'll come in there. I was hoping he would come in there and just eliminate all those stupid executive orders that Clinton issued prior to leaving office. But he didn't. Now, the Aussies apparently have better people in politics than we do. At least there's one. Okay? Now, here's what happened. They had an access card. Now, I don't know how far along this access card was, but we were just talking about the one in Britain, and we're talking about this new card that they want for us to have here in the next generation identification that the FBI is working on now. They have expended a 10-year contract to expend an amount and kind of biometric information that will be on this card. Okay, they were doing the same thing in Australia. And here's the story, and I'm going to read it just as is because I have not had time to study it. Opponents of Australia's access card received an early Christmas present earlier this month when the incoming Rudd Labor government finally axed the controversial ID program. Had it been implemented, the access card program would have required Australians to present the smart card anytime they dealt with certain federal departments. See, that's just exactly like our real ID. You're going to have, when we get this real ID, you're going to have that with your own number on it that will allow you to enter a building, to get on any kind of transit, like a train or an airplane or a bus or whatever. You're not going to be able to open bank accounts without it. All right, that's apparently the same thing this access card was in Australia. The program would have required Australians to present the smart card anytime they dealt with certain federal departments, including Medicare, Centrelink, Child Support Agency, Veterans Affairs, and it goes on, names a bunch more. Although the Australian government attempted to paint the access card system as a human service access card, and boy, see, it's happening all over the world, people. Don't get the idea that this is just something that's taking place in the United States and we're a bunch of sheeple out here that go along with whatever we're told to do. We just talked about it being in the same card being in Britain, the same card being in the United States, but in Australia. They had an election, and the Rudd Labor government and the fellow's name... let's see. I guess it's Rudd, or Rudd, I don't know, R-U-D-D, whatever it is. But John Howard was the president there, and they kicked him out. And when the new labor group came in, they go on and say, although the Australian government attempted to paint the access card system as a human service access card, there's little doubt that would have doubled as an effective national identification system. Information printed on the card was to include one's name, photo, signature, and DVA entitlements, but the access card didn't stop there. Each card would have been tied to an individual user's via a specific card number and a corresponding PIN required to access the card's more detailed information. Australians were unhappy about being forced to carry a unique ID card merely for the purpose of interacting with basic human and health services, and the proposal faced opposition from its very inception. The defeat of John Howard in the Australian polls was the last gasp of the Access Card program, which was killed off as one of the very first acts of the new Labor government led by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. So there. Now, see, George W. could have come in and done exactly the same thing when he followed Bill Clinton. But he didn't. He went right along with them. Now, it's interesting to me, I don't know that much about Australian politics, and I've lost contact with most of my Australians that we had. The older couple have passed on to the great beyond, and it's a different story down there now, as far as I'm concerned, than it was several years ago. We used to have, we visited with those people. They'd come up here. We went down there several times. So I've lost track of those folks like that. But anyhow, I don't know whether Australia is being run by a shadow government or not. You'd think if Britain is and the United States is, then Australia would be. But apparently this Kevin Rudd came in there and blew John Howard's national identification off the board. Now, whether they'll get it put back or not, I do not know. But it's interesting to see that sometimes there can be changes made that will do some good. And that's about all I know about the Aussie ID card. That's about all I know about the database in Britain. And that's about all that I know about the next generation ID. But get ready, because it's happening on a worldwide basis. Although the Lakota Indians and the Kevin Rudd administration in Australia has created a little bit of a problem for the globalists. I'm not going to take a break yet, am I? Interesting story here from...
It does create a problem. You know, when that group of people stand up and say, we're removing ourselves from this group, it almost begs a war, if you ask me. I mean, why would the federal government stand by and let this other country, so-called, nation of Lakota, stand there and say, we are Lakota? Why wouldn't they invade the Lakota Indians?
You know, I thought the same thing.
They did it before.
I was going to say, they've got black helicopters today. It'd be easier, would it not? It'll be interesting to see what comes out of this, because they claim that, hey, they've got United Nations backing on this. I've got a dozen pages or more here of what they're using. And I found all this morning, haven't really had time to absorb it, but they're using our Constitution, and then they're using the treaties themselves, and then they're using this, what was it? I'd have to look it up. But that was passed by the United Nations just last September. Now, we going to take a break? I thought that was right. Let's do that, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Did I give our number? It's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Derry Brownfield Show.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned. Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. You're...
First time caller here. My name's Jeff. Appreciate the show. You do a great job. Just took a call from a fellow in Illinois listening to the program, and he just related to me how he's taking his entrance exam to become a teacher of education there in the state of Illinois. And before they're allowed to even take the entrance exam to become a teacher, they must first submit a thumbprint. So he wanted to pass that along to us for whatever it's worth. He also admitted some fear and trembling for putting his thumbprint out there in a worldwide database that now that he's trying to do this, you know, his thumbprint will be known by all who have access to that database. And
worldwide, too, we may mention.
Sure.
You know, I have a good friend that we think a lot alike most of the time. And... he's capable. He's a part-time teacher. He fills in when teachers are missing. You know, if somebody gets sick or takes reason to be out of class. And he can teach subjects that you just can't get a teacher to walk in off the street and teach. I mean, he doesn't teach reading and writing and arithmetic, but he can teach biology and he can teach vocational agriculture. And he's good. And he works with kids all the time. He's great. He's really good. And fair week, he helps them prepare. You know, he goes to the fairs and helps these kids with their livestock at the shows. He's really great. And he told me that in a local school, he had to take, they had to, this year, he had to give fingerprints when he signed up a teacher that comes in when they need help. And I said, hey, look, you do a good job, and they know you do a good job, and you've been doing it for several years. I'd say, look, I ain't doing it. And if they'd say, well, I'm sorry, we can't hire you, I'd say, well, it's your loss, not mine. You know? He went ahead and did it. But I couldn't do that. I just absolutely could not do that. But it's all over the country. This is something that's not just here in the United States either. It's all over the world. Now, I received this. It's a clipping from the from the Albuquerque newspaper. And I'm sorry I ripped off the top of the paper, so I don't know what date it was, but it's relatively new. I do know that it cost 50 cents. It says that up there. But anyway, in 2008, a new style license studded with high-tech features will no longer be produced as at individual MVD, that's New Mexico Vehicle Department, I guess, offices. The licenses will be issued from a central source, a state-contracted vendor in Washington State. So someone in the state of Washington, and Washington's a good little piece from New Mexico, okay? 28 other states issued driver's license from a central point. And the New Mexico Driver's Vehicle Department will use the latest technology to make sure you are who you say you are and to help ensure that someone hasn't swiped your identity. We'll have more on that. Let's take another break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
As a longtime listener, you know that the Derry Brownfield Show has been a partner with Affinity 4, formerly known as Lifeline, for more than a decade. And we appreciate you supporting the Derry Brownfield Show by choosing Affinity 4 for the services that you use. Once just a telecommunication service, now Affinity 4 has greatly expanded its line of offered products to include internet and wireless services, travel and retail discounts, health and pharmacy saving programs, auto, home, and term life insurance, DirecTV, and more are being added all the time. And of course, there's the reliable long-distance telephone service as low as 2.9 cents a minute. Save money on the services that you use and support the Derry Brownfield Show. Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And we have returned. Now, in New Mexico, and this, as I said, is coming to us from an Albuquerque newspaper, but they tell us that four documents, a proof of identification such as a birth certificate, proof of an ID number such as Social Security number, two proofs of New Mexico's residency such as a mortgage or a utility bill. Now, that struck me. I was interested in that because, you know, there are a lot of people that don't have mortgages or utility bills. What would a kid that lives in a parent's home and the house is paid for and he doesn't pay the utility bills, it wouldn't be in his name at all. What would, you know, you have to have, again, you have to have four documents, a birth certificate, proof of an ID number, such as Social Security number. And I talked to a fellow the other day that got a baby out of the hospital, said I wasn't going to give him, we didn't name the baby and he doesn't have a Social Security number. Didn't name him in the hospital. So anyway, the New Mexico Department of Vehicles is using a cutting-edge device to scan the documentation. They also have retained digital images of source documents to help prove the legitimacy of license applications. Software on the device will show the MVD clerk red light or green light. Anyhow, Social Security numbers will be checked online against a Social Security Administration database to verify a licensed applicant's name, date of birth, Social Security number. The MVD also will use a national database called the Problem Driver Pointer System to see if a driver's license is currently suspended or revoked in another state or whether he has any unpaid citations. Motorists seeking to renew their current New Mexico driver's license will be subject only to checks on the Problem Driver Pointer System and biometric facial recognition. Now, all of this, people, that's coming right out of the Real ID Act, and New Mexico has fallen for this, looks like, lock, stock, and barrel. We need to get, I hope Jim Guest is listening to this today, Jeff. I doubt if he is. I think they're doing something else. But here's what he's been working on. And although he is a Missouri state legislator at the State House here in the state of Missouri, he's been all over the country getting states to get legislation that will oppose this sort of thing. And it's interesting because the feds certainly are doing everything that they can to push this thing through, just like they do on the Animal ID Act. Anyway, we're taking pictures of an applicant, comparing that photo with the photo on the previous driver's license, and then comparing it to a complete database of all images we have. This makes sure a person doesn't have a stolen identity, a fraudulent identity, or a multiple set of identities. How many driver's licenses do you have, Jeff?
Well, I hate to admit to even having one, but I didn't know having I didn't know having multiple identities was a problem. That last sentence you just read.
Yeah.
There. Since when is that a problem?
I don't know. We have a gentleman who works right here in this office. Not our office, but sits across the table from us. In fact, he is the voice on these bumpers leading into the shows. That has he has three citizenships. Three. Now, he can explain it, and they're all legit. But he's a citizen of the state of Missouri. He is a citizen of, I don't remember what part of Canada, and he is also a citizen in Ireland. Did you know that?
No, is that a mail order thing?
No. It just happened the way he was raised. They moved around and did all these. He was born in Canada, and he moved down here and got dual citizenship.
Thought maybe he bought it on the internet.
No, and hey, no, he's done this for, he's had it for, before the internet ever came out. But anyhow, oh my, we're out of time. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Since 19... 19-